Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, so let me tell you the backstory about this podcast because, girl. Not at all. Yes, thanks. See ya. So I was. Sorry, my coworkers are so distracting. Hold on. Let me get my ass out of here. Okay, so this episode, I've been trying to record this episode since 7 in the morning, and it sounds crazy because I haven't been on the phone, you know, since 7, but my intention was to record this. So anywho, today's podcast is going to be on forgiving and letting people know why they're not in your life anymore or why you're not in their life anymore. It's very important to remember that people aren't mind readers, and although we would, you know, that is a dream of many to, have these minds that you could read. It's not gonna happen today. It's not gonna happen tomorrow. No one is intentionally gonna read your mind when you want something, when you need something, when you are angry with something. You have to let them know why you're about to do what you're gonna do. I had to learn with my own lessons about, you know, letting people know, hey, like, I get it, like, oh yeah, cut people off, and if they know why, and if their action showed you why you need to cut them off, that's a whole other story. That happens more in relationships and some friendships, things like that, you know what I mean? So that is obvious. Some people want to act so bad, like, oh my God, why you cut me off? That's fucked up. I did it all for you. But they don't quite know why you're cutting them off. And you have a valid reason. Not saying that your reason is not valid. I'm not saying none of that. And I'm definitely not saying don't cut people off. I'm just saying cut people off and let them know why they're being cut off or why you're so cold, you know, why your fucking shoulder is about negative 100 degrees. Let them know. I think that the worst thing that somebody could live through is making up their own story or scenario or vision or episode on why someone isn't friends with them or why somebody cut them off or why somebody isn't in the best place with them. Like, I just find it to be a little rude when people just want you to kind of read their mind. Like, how am I supposed to, you know, like, how am I supposed to do this? You know what I'm saying? How am I supposed to, like, be better or know better or move into better if you don't even tell me why we're not friends anymore, why we're not together anymore? Like, people are weird, especially in relationships. Like, they'll just cut you off. Like, what? Like, not personally me, but I've seen some shit where people are just talking and then they're like, oh, well, I don't need to explain to them why I don't want to talk anymore or why I don't want to fuck with them no more. It's really rude. So unless that person has some understanding on why you're being cut off right now, like, oh yeah, they cut me off because I didn't know how to act, or they cut me off because they asked me to do this so many times and I've never this and that, whatever. And that's just my opinion on things. I know that people do the cut off and they ghost people. That's fine. If that's the way you move, if it makes you feel good, that's fine. Whatever, do you. I don't think that is good for the person that is being cut off, and I don't think it's good for the person that is doing the cut off, because this is something that you think about. If you have any empathy, this is something you think about, especially if these are your friends or this is a cousin. It could even be family. Like, if this is something, you have to understand that they need to know, as well as you need to hear their response. Even if you don't think you need to hear their response, you need to hear that person's response to really get in depth with what is going on. And I've had this thought since, you know, I've been having this thought for a while now, and I thought it was a really good topic to touch on. I think that, be it that everybody's grown, you're grown. You guys are grown. Everybody's grown. You know what I mean? You're here because you're grown, and you want to learn more, and you want to, you know, grow more, and you want to acknowledge things, and you want to be aware of certain aspects of life that we might be ignoring, and you might ignore it for a bit. when cutting somebody off, I think, let's say it's been a while since you've done this, and you're like looking to transition into a peaceful, more peaceful you. This is a great example of what I'm going through right now. I have a very serious conversation to have with somebody, and you know, I'm grown, they're grown, and we're gonna do it because there's nothing better than to understand what happened. You know, so when something happens, what do you want to know? What happened, right? As soon as something happens, what do you want to know? What happened? Where? Why? When? Do you understand? And you understand because I understand the same way you understand. That's why you're here, because you're ready to understand. So it really got sparked up because that's something I'm going through and I'm going to do, and I feel so good. Does it mean you're going to be coochie crunch with this person again? No. Does it mean that you guys are going to even reconcile? No. It could just be for your clarity. Like, sometimes you need to be selfish. And sometimes you need to break the frame of the scenario or picture that that person has of you in their head. Like, if this person thinks that you're the worst person ever to live, and they don't even know why, it's because you cut them off and they don't understand that. They don't understand why. They don't understand why these things happen. Like, why these things happen to me. Break that picture frame with your information, because it probably isn't even that bad. And then when they see it, they're like, wow, it's not even that serious, but it is, because they cut me off for it. And now I'm never going to be able to be their friend again, or I'm never going to be able to be their partner again. I'm never going to be able to see this person in that light again. You know what I mean? So, but at least they know, and they're not sharing this false information with other people, this other vision with other people. And again, if you care, then do it for both of you. If you don't, then do it just for you. Like, clear the shit up for you. Like, do that shit hard for you. It has happened where too many times, people don't communicate. It stays silent. And, you know, this life we got is one, and we have to remember. So if it makes you feel good, if it's going to clear your head, do it. Don't feel like there's ego. Don't feel like it's been too much time spent apart. Like, just do it. Grow through that shit. Because that same lesson that you feel so bad about might help you grow to your next, you know, to what's next for you. Because once you're locked and loaded and you're literally, like, blocking your blessings, it's like a gate. It's a gate, you know, that wants to open so bad, but you're not allowed. It's too deep. It's too deep in the dirt. You know what I mean? Once that gate gets screwed out of the dirt, you can open it. You can open it and close and open it whenever. And that's what it kind of feels like with your blessings. You might not think that one conversation is going to change your life. You might not think that one move is going to change your life, but I promise you that the more you put yourself in positions where it's clarity and you follow your heart and you follow what is good for you and you know it's sincere and you feel that it's pure, I promise you there is everlasting opportunity, there's everlasting friendship and laughter, and there's everlasting love, which is the most important thing, if you ask me. It is the most important thing. To just love and love what you do and love how you feel every day and love your family, love your friends, and but that's beyond it, you know what I mean? That's small. That's a bigger picture, not a smaller picture, trust me. But in all reality, guys, you know, fix what you think needs some fixing. If there's an, like me, I think that there's also some fixing to do, because I'm not a person to sit around and talk about something I don't like about somebody or about something. I change it. I'm not going to talk about it for too long, about what this and that and did. No, I don't care. I don't really care that much. I'm not going to do it. And you have to teach the people around you that you're not going to do it either. Teach them, because they're probably being influenced. They're being influenced because of you, because of your vibe towards that person, or because of what you guys went through, or something in between those lines. You understand? Know that it is possible to grow through these things. Know that no matter what you said or how you outbursted or how you shared the information or how you try to clear your head and just expressing yourself to somebody, it's not that you're bad, it's just that you didn't know what else to do. You were you were finding comfort in something else, and maybe someone was going to give you information that was going to free your mind. But the only thing that's going to free your mind is that conversation that you're running away from. That's it. The only thing that's going to set you free is that move you haven't made that you're running away from. You know, that's the only thing that's setting you apart from anything else, from your dreams, your goals, and all that. I do understand life is hard and we got ego, and sometimes this one did this to me and this one did that. I will never forgive them. Well, guess who's going to be living with the misery and anger? Ding, ding, dong. It's going to be you. I get it. Sometimes they did more to us. And if it's in that, that's fine. You don't have to have this conversation. But if it's something that you see, you know, the person was great to you, the person just have their own little flaws, and you feel like maybe this conversation will clear me up again. We don't have to be friends like that or at all, but I need you to know that this is what I think about you. And if you ever hear other lies, know that it's a lie, and remember every single word that I said that I thought about you, period. And that's it. You keep it going, because no one's gonna feel good for you than you, if that makes sense. And I hope this whole podcast made sense, because it's a real life thing. You know, people could be living, and I'm not a selfish person, so I think that's why I don't care to have these conversations. I'm gonna do it if I have to. That's why, if you know, if I have to clear something up, I have no problem doing it. If I was the one with the problem, I don't have a problem doing it. Sometimes I feel ashamed and I think about how I shouldn't be in this predicament because I'm better than that. Most, you know, when I am facing these issues, it is something. And I stay committed to my word, though. And that's just it. I stay committed to my word, and nothing is going to change how I feel, or nothing is going to change how I am towards anything, like my opinion, anything like that. You know, I'm just going to do what I got to do. I'm going to take care. I'm a grown-ass woman. I'm going to take care of what I got to take care of. I'm going to be brave, and I'm going to have the conversations, and I'm going to show up, because that's just how I am. That's how I move, and that's how it's going to happen. If I want that type of energy for me, sent to me, that's how I have to move, and I've understand that. So have that hard conversation. Meet up with that person. You know, it's not the coochie crunch. It's, if there was no clarity in why you guys separated as business partners, why you guys separated as friends, why you guys separated in the relationship that you guys have, friendly-wise, whatever, there should be some type of... not like explanation, confession, tears, unless it was something like that, like, you know, where you were in a dark place and now you need to explain, like, yo, I'm sorry that it seemed like I was distant, but I wasn't in the best place of my time, and I wasn't feeling the best, and I wasn't looking the best. Whatever is the problem, express that, and don't be embarrassed about it either, because we all go through some dark shit. We go through it. The point is to grow like these flowers, yo. But seriously, guys, with that being all the way said, you know, be forgiving. It's not pussy. You're not weak. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a bad thing to forgive and, forget. Does that mean, like I said, does that fucking mean coochie crunch? No, that doesn't mean coochie crunch. That doesn't mean y'all have to be sister sisters or sister brothers. You know what I mean? But it does mean, you're a fucking adult. Grow the fuck up. That's it. You know, I'm not gonna spill poison on my karma. I'm not gonna spill poison on my soul because I want to talk about a problem that I already know is there. No one gives a fuck. They just want to hear something because their life is boring. You know what I mean? No one wants to look. I love you guys so much. Let me not get loosey tongue with this. I said, no one gives a fuck. But seriously, don't poison yourself with this gossip girl shit. Clear it up. If you have a problem with somebody, tell them to their motherfucking chin, all right? Tell them to their face. And if they know it, leave it like that. It is, look, it's different if they don't know it and they're questioning why. Well, you talk too much shit and I don't like that. Boom. Maybe that's their time to change. Now they're going to change. Now they'll never talk shit again. Because if they feel that you're valuable, they will never try to lose you again. as period. Even if it was just a friendship, they will never try to do something in that way or in your face. You know what I mean? Or I heard this, then I don't feel comfortable around you because I heard that you talk mad shit. Boom, right? Like it just, and you will catch them right there and then. They probably won't even expect that you're so fucking real. It's gonna be crazy because that shit is foreign. Like really saying something to somebody's face is foreign. Now I'm not saying bang out and fight bloody noses now on the dinner table. No. Clear yourself. Clear your own mind. If you feel like something is going on, it probably is. Go clear that shit. All right? I love you guys so much. Have an amazing afternoon, evening. It's 5:18 right now. And I feel great. You guys are amazing. Have a really good day. Share this if it helps. You know, get brave. Write down 3 things that you may want to do to be brave in the next assignment, which is, doing with this podcast. Write 3 things down. Like, set up a date with such and such. We need to talk. Task 2, do a journal entry on how I need to have better communication skills. Task 3, make sure to expand my mind in ways that I can have this conversation with certain people, whatever. Just do it because it's gonna feel better for you. All right? I love you guys so much. I hope you guys have an amazing day and talk to you next time. Bye.